I'll never forget the first time that I finally figured out everything. Everything. That secret knowledge that brings somebody to unfounded planes of wisdom. His cock was in my throat, like all the other times, and he squirmed and moaned at my touch, and had no opinions of his own. But I was tired of those pet names that I would receive from this individual. Baby, sweetie, honey, babe, little angel. It was all a fucking waste of breath. My objective was and is to simply suck and fuck cock perpetually. It doesn't matter how much of a stud or a sex god you may perceive yourself to be. Eventually, you're gonna want me to stop. But I don't want to stop. See, there's a perfect balance in nature, in the universe, when a dick lives in my mouth. The problem most girls have is that they think that they're interested in these guys for more than simply carnal delights, and that's where they're wrong. So, in that moment, I decided enough was enough. I put a plastic bag over his head, and that changed the mood substantially. No longer did he seem so relaxed. I decided enough was enough. I put a plastic bag over his head, and that changed the mood substantially. No longer did he seem so relaxed and at ease with me. No longer could he pursue oxygen at his own pace. His body rocked erratically, and his legs, they were so tight, they almost felt like a balloon about to burst, and his cock tasted so much better in my mind. And eventually, his body became still, but I didn't care. It just meant that he wouldn't complain or resist me anymore. I got a secret for you. Dead dick tastes better. You're going to be limited at this point, but you will never enjoy the taste of cock with a pulse again. It's a psychological high. And the feeling of, true disgusting taboo. It's why brothers fuck their sisters in their sleep. Why the babysitter spends an hour alone with your dog. Because it feels good to be reprehensible. it's not a blowjob anymore when there's a corpse's cock between your lips, because it's just pure worship. Their personality and their looks leave the equation. I assure you, as long as the cock is aesthetically pleasing, there won't be any issues. So, you can see, I have a subject near me on the bed. I want you to listen to how it sounds when a pretty girl like me decides to be a necrophiliac slut. Look carefully and note that he's not dead yet. You'll hear the change when I kill him. That's a big part of this tutorial. He's blindfolded and wearing headphones, and he's hearing the sounds of the jungle. We do not give a fuck about his enjoyment. Learn to treat men as the sex toys that they are. He could think anyone is down there. Anything. Sasquatch is doing some tongue foreplay before he devours the cock. He doesn't fucking know. And it's better that way. It's better that they're scared, because they don't fucking matter. Despite being in a, terrifying situation, his dick is gonna stay hard regardless. If necessary, I'd suggest you force feed some cock growing pills in case they're I don't know, defective. So pay close attention. You're going to want to lick up and down the shaft and up to the head, okay? At the beginning, you got to tease them and then deep throat them. It's your show, you know? So watch some pro cocksucking here, ladies. Up and down the shaft, just like I said, the tongue, and then some bones here and there. It's nice for them, and it helps you get in the mood. Okay, see, it's good, but you can tell that I'm not too into it. Okay, so let's try something different. We need to spice up this blowjob because, I mean, it feels like 30-year-old oral between two people in a dead bedroom. So I'm gonna suck this dick better. But how? Easy. Take a knife and stab it 3 or 4 times into their stomach. The reaction should be immediate. Let me tell you something about cock. It's pretty damn good with blood. If you need a few more, just stamp a few more times. They're gonna die anyway, so don't worry. Okay? So take the blood and wipe it all over their cock. Oh my god, watch them, dude. You see? And watch the difference in satisfaction as they're struggling and in pain. The dick is fucking much better trucking. Don't you feel? Don't you feel like a psychotic slut? No, that's how a woman's supposed to fucking feel. No. Oh fuck. It tastes so good. Sorry. Okay. Back to the lesson. Now, it depends on you, but I like to stab deep and often. And at this point, it's a good idea. At this point, it's a good idea to remove the headphones and tease them. Hey, hi, honey. You've. Do you like when I cut you open? Do you like bleeding for me? You look really good, baby. Did you ever have a girl suck blood off your cock? It feels amazing. Baby, I know you can't speak, but I know you can hear me. So just imagine how good I look. You're all that I'm interested in right now. And you wanna bleed more for me, don't you? I can tell that you're happy to be murdered. It's good to sweet talk them, okay? But you can also be cruel, okay? Experiment and have fun with it, because he's expendable, and I mean, you can always try again, right? Really get your technique down. It takes some practice, but I believe in you, ladies, all right? By now, you should be annoyed at their sounds of rejection, and that's okay, because now it's time to kill him. And you can do this however you like. Use the knife, you know, just go crazy till they stop moving. Or you can use a gun. It can really be a joyous activity to use a gunshot splattered head to achieve your climax. I mean, could you imagine riding that ruined skull? But, I mean, since I have this blade, let's just slash his throat. So don't worry about being surgical. It's all about being sprayed with blood and eventually cum. And that's what being a woman is all about. I'm just gonna aimlessly drag him across his neck until he's dead. I'm not trying to save his life. And I do plan to kiss and bite at his wounds. You can tell when they're about to die once you've done this enough, okay? It takes some practice, but you can see it in their eyes. So now, right now, I know that it's a good time to climb on top of that conch, and it's going to be hard because the brain knows that it's about to die. This is the end, so it might as well fuck one last time. That human imperative, you know? So, of course, I'm gonna do it much more than once. A veteran necrophile can ride corpse dick for hours, so make sure to pull it all the cuts so you can inflict even more sadism as you fucking do it. Fuck. Oh my god. If you're not moaning when some man is at death's door and he's being forced to fuck you, then honey, you should probably just buy a nice plain old dildo, okay? It should feel incredible. You gotta let them know that you are getting exactly what you want. Can you hear me, you fuck? Do you fucking hear me? You're about to die, and I'm gonna keep fucking you. I'm gonna keep sucking you off. I'm gonna suck you off again and again, cause there's nothing better. It should feel incredible, and you gotta let them know that you're getting exactly what you want. It's up to you, but as for me, I quite enjoy the feeling of my throat filled with deceased seed, and so that's why, deceased seed, that's why I get out of fucking bed in the morning. Okay, now watch. I've worked him up a lot now, and he might be dead. I don't know, I don't really care. But observe the difference in blowjob for our third demonstration. See? Don't you see now? You become a feral animal. Some fucking folklore siren whore that makes a succubus look downright Puritan. And all you guys out there, you jerking off there. Don't you wish this was you? Dad, with a gorgeous slut sucking you off, huh? It's not so nice to see a woman kill for a change. Well, I don't want to ruin a secret, but surprise, we've been doing this for centuries. So, if you want me to use you for my next video, just send me a sex tape of you raping your wife. And bonus points if you kill her. And, you know, or your girlfriend, I don't care. I like it when people die, so. Stroke your cocks hard for me. Do I look good? Covered in blood? You fucking know that I do. Look at him. Huh. His remains. What remains of this undignified young man is appalling and monstrous. And that's why they pay me the big bucks. I film it all, and you masturbate to it. Oh, baby. Hi, there you are. You're not a fucking girl. Okay. I collect all the fan mail that you guys send me. Those cum tributes are just great mood boosters. And you know, I'm talking about the raped girls, right? If you send me some lame shit, like you're jerking off to a picture of me, you aren't worthy to be slaughtered on my table. You all love me for what I do and what I am. Oh. So, let's add some more evil to this show. I already swallowed a few times, but I'm gonna fuck this corpse for my fans, okay? And while I knew it, you worship me. Look at me. Oh, none compare. Do they? Oh, fuck. Is your girlfriend gonna butt your neck and swallow your blood and swallow your blood and your flesh? You don't need to bother answering. Oh, I feel so perfect in this moment. Oh, all of the folks at home jerking off to me. You know you don't need porn. You don't need women. You just need me, and I'll never lead you astray or pretend to be anything that I'm not. Oh, this fucking dick. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. I have the devil in me, and I wanna kill every last one of you. Do you know that? Oh, sin. It's the only way forward in this fucking mundane existence that we all have. Are you ready to come? Huh? You love it, don't you? The blood on my lips. Fuck, I know I may be a bit of an attention whore, but I'm entirely inimitable. Oh, fuck. Oh, come. Please come for me. Please. I want you to fucking come. Murder is so attractive, isn't it? And I'm even hotter. Oh, this is how fucking religion starts. You know what? Kill your girlfriend for me. Kill yourself for me and send me it. Fuck. Oh, you know, a lady like me can't resist fucking herself to seeing her fans hang themselves, or blow their fucking brains out. Because that's how I know it's true love. And you have an orgasm and then fucking kill yourself so that I can feel good. I know that you love me. And then I'll visit the lucky winner. Even if I have to dig you up, I'm gonna have your fucking cock inside me. I'm a necrophiliac freak and I want more, alright? I want you to come for me. Come all over yourselves. Imagine me there to remove your fucking eyeballs. Cut out your organs. Eat your body. I want to eat your body and fuck it as I desire. You belong to me. Any and all that's hearing my voice, that see my person. Every time you ejaculate, it's gonna be because you're thinking of me.
And I don't accept anything less. Even now. With this dead cock all the way in me. I don't know if you can understand how turned on I am. Thinking of my beloved fans slashing their wrists in my name. They writing love letters before they suffocate. Because, you know, I'm the only one you should ever love. Hit yourself with a hammer. Bleed. Die for me. I want your brain matter in my mouth. I want to finger myself as you... as you drown, and you shoot your cum as you're dying. Oh, fuck. Oh, you fucking... Hello? Yeah, okay. Oh, fuck. Okay, well, as always, it's a pleasure and an honor to be in your lives, and until next time, remember, ladies, necrophilia is the evolution of sex. Don't be a fucking bore. Bye-bye.